Okay, everyone. So David and I have a very interesting segment. David, do you want to explain it a little bit? David?
The segment is called Top 5 Most Sexiest Languages in the World.
We are very, very excited. Thomas has just pulled them up very quickly for us. And if I'm not mistaken, your number 5 sexiest language in the world is Arabic. Now, I don't know how to put on an Arabic accent, David. I don't know about you.
To be very, very honest with you, I have not a clue, Annie.
Okay, well then, let's just disregard number 5 and go on straight up there to number 4, which is Brazilian Portuguese, which I completely understand. Like, have you ever heard Sofia Vergara speak? And I know that's not Brazilian Portuguese, but like, I get that.
Is she the woman from Modern Family?
Yes.
Oh, wow, no, her accent is fantastic.
Okay, Dave, number 3, which makes sense, although I absolutely hate it, is the French accent.
Bonjour, madame.
The language of love.
That was so good. That was really good.
Thank you. My dad lived in France for 8 years.
Oh, my gosh. So does he have a bit of a French accent?
No, but he can speak fluent French. Actually, funny story. He went there to study a while ago, and he was telling me this a while ago at the dinner table. They lived in like this village kind of place. Like back in the day, there were like villages, and it was a really, really nice community. And I was asking him, because that was like back in the day, I was asking him like, so Dad, how's the racism there? Was there lots of racism or whatever? And he was telling me that it wasn't. Like he didn't experience any racism whatsoever. Because the people there are so kind. Like, he didn't have this was before he bought his first car. Whenever he'd come out of varsity, there'd be literally someone every single day waiting to take him home without him asking. You know, just on their way. They are such kind people. Like, one of his best friends, every year, his parents would want to bring my dad over to their house to go on holiday. And the parents would get upset when my dad wouldn't come on holiday because they really liked spending time with him. It was such a nice story to hear, you know, like even
so
back
special.
In those days.
That is so special. Yeah. Okay, what number were we on? That's your top 3 or top, I don't know, top 4. Anyways, the next one on the list is Italian. And if I am a disgrace to my Italian family because I actually am the worst Italian. I don't like cheese. I don't, I'm just fussy. But anyway, I can't do an Italian accent, can you?
Wait, hold on. You don't like any type of cheese, like, whatsoever?
No. Like, cheese on pizza, I can eat. Like, I enjoy a cheese on pizza. Don't give me a toasted cheese. Don't give me, I don't know.
What?
Like what other cheese dishes can you get? Like, nachos, if there's cheese
what
on that.
What sandwiches do you order at the tuck shop?
Oh, that's a very complicated question. So, I used to have toasted bacon, because that's delish. But then I decided I'm not big on bacon, so I just don't have toasted sandwiches.
So you'd rather,
I ordered toast. I ordered 2 slices of toast. It's delicious.
You'd rather order cooked bread and they put pig's meat in between.
Yes.
Than have a beautiful grilled toasted cheese melting in your mouth.
However, I will admit that recently I have enjoyed their low GI toasted cheese. That's quite nice. But cheese just isn't for me.
And then I tried one.
Oh,
it's disgusting.
Oh, okay. Then clearly, David and I are never going to go on a date and have dinner because it's just not going to go well.
why would you ever... Like, what are the benefits of having low GI? Is it
long-lasting energy. Have you never heard that? Because it's low GI. I don't know. We learned this in bio about the monosaccharides and polysaccharides. And if I was honest with you, I can't remember anything. But anyway, Dave, I'm not going to reveal to you what the top... accent, the sexiest accent in the whole world is, according to this stupid website Thomas has located somewhere. You're going to have to hang on to find that one out. You can now access Red Radio in more ways than ever, straight from the palm of your hand.
Red Radio Red Hill is where you can find us on your app store.
Or simply on redradio.co.za.
Red Radio, for the students, by the students.
Hello, David. You are the most beautiful person in this world. Your tantalizing and most beautiful face makes me scarum.
Scarum?
Ek lief jou. Ek lief jou, boet. Och, jy is
mooi. Ek is lief vir jou. Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm so glad we've now established what the sexiest accent in the world is, in case you didn't guess that it was Afrikaans. Kind of a shocker for me, Dave. I don't know. Is that the sexiest accent you've ever heard?
Certainly not, to be very, very honest with you.
That accent just gives me, like, it's time for braai in my head.
I guess it's just because I have so many, like, links with it, with Afrikaans class and, like,
yeah. Traumatic experience.
I will never forget being in grade 4, and this was when, like, I don't know if everyone took Afrikaans at that point, but it was like a class taught subject. And I was sitting in my grade 4 teacher's name, who I will not be named. And does that make sense? Anyway, we're sitting in this class, and she's going on about the R clunk and the U clunk and the U clunk. And that's just will forever be my Afrikaans memory in my brain. The clunk.
What does that even mean?
It means clunk. Sound or noise or like the A sound, the C sound. Like, yeah. Anyway, so that's my Afrikaans knowledge.
When I was in grade 4, Ali, you know, I almost chose Afrikaans. Remember when I had to fill in those forms?
Yes.
I chose Afrikaans at first. And then, you know, after chatting... And my reason for choosing Afrikaans was Google Translate helps me with writing my speeches in Afrikaans.
Yes. I went to go Google Translate something in isiZulu and it didn't come up. Is there no Google Translate for isiZulu?
Oh, no, it's so much better now. It's like...
Oh, okay.
It's fluent. Actually. But I almost chose Afrikaans and I almost ruined my entire life. But thank goodness.
Thomas and I did choose Afrikaans. We did ruin our entire lives.
That was the worst decision I've
but
ever made.
But let me be honest with you. My decision was, do I take a subject where no one can help me? Mm. Where, like, there is, and you're right, there wasn't a Google Translate about it. Or do I take a subject where my mother's surname is Fundamova and I'm kind of set for life? Like, that. I'm going to be honest. That was my reasoning. If I had a homework or a speech, someone could help me translate. That was my thought process.
But I think
that
was a lot of people's reasonings, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people. For me, I didn't really have that dilemma either, because no one in my family spoke either languages.
Oh, yeah.
What I'm saying.
So it was all up to you, which is really nice.
Yeah. But there was someone at home named Vicky. She used to work in the house, and she spoke isiZulu, so that was somewhat of a bonus. But let me tell you, in grade 5, isiZulu was the best subject in the world, because we used to play Go Fish. Friday, and it was like an isiZulu version of Go Fish. And when I tell you, that
wasn't it called like Dorba or something?
Like, yeah, it was called Dorba.
Oh my word! I remember you guys talking about this.
Relationships ruined in that game. Yo, when I tell you, there was one day where someone exploded,
and
everyone was shook. No, man, what? That game brought out the worst.
I was always jealous of you guys, because you guys always had, like, not the free lessons, but, like, the fun lessons. And you know what was the most exciting Afrikaans lesson I think I've ever had? Was my grade 6 or 7 Afrikaans teacher. We were learning about, like, sandwiches, or in a story we were reading about sandwiches. And for some reason she was like, okay, guys, I want you to make your own sandwich tomorrow. Like, bring the ingredients. Like, it can be as creative as you want. And my group got so crazy. We all brought waffles and ice cream and, like, chocolate sauce. And we made a waffle sandwich. And that is my favorite Afrikaans lesson I think I've ever had in my life.
It's a beautiful story.
Thank you. I hold that one very close to my heart.